Are we looking to other things to satisfy our needs?
Ooh, good question. We'll dig into this and your calls. Let's get ready. Let's pray. Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, family. We're glad to see you. It's the place where you don't have to pray alone. The phone lines are open. We are taking your calls live. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is that number.
That's right. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome, everyone. We are an interactive global community of prayer, social media, voicemail, and text. Let's Pray is truly the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is that number. And like Season said, the phone lines are open now.
Boop, beep, boop. Give us a call, you guys. If you're joining us on Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live, don't forget, tell us from where you're watching, family. Today, we're going to continue our look at Elijah, the prophet Elijah, in the book of 1 Kings. But before we get into our topic and your calls, 877-7-LETS-PRAY. Give us a call, you guys. We're going to go ahead and bow our heads.
All right, let's pray, family. Dear God, we are truly grateful to be here today. We know that you are going to do some special things in these moments, Lord. We pray for each individual who is tuned in, as well as individuals who will come across this program tonight and really become family members. God, may your spirit not just be present, but impact every aspect of our time together. As we lift our voices to you in prayer and in praise, and as we just commune one with another, knowing that you're in our midst. Thank you so much, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that. Yeah. How's your week going, friend?
I can't complain. God is good. We have been in this renovation process on our new home.
Praise God.
First of all, it's always good to just have a home.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. No complaining, just talking about
that's
reality.
Right. But the renovations are finally finished to the extent that we've desired them to.
All right.
We've watched our dear contractors walk out for the last time of our home today.
Yes.
Looked around and I said, God, thank you so much.
Amen.
So,
peace be with you. Thank you for being finished.
That's right. That's right. So I'm just we're praising God for that today. And it's just good to be here with you, really, Season.
Praise the Lord.
And some of the conversations we've had just have been so edifying today.
Yes. Yeah. So, praise God. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Family, listen, it is good to be in community with other people. Mm-hmm. And while we are far apart physically, in spirit, I just praise God Almighty that His Spirit is uniting us. Amen.
Amen.
We truly are a corporate body in Jesus. Yeah. His Spirit connects us, which is something that we were talking about previously.
That's right.
Know, this week has been busy, but our Lord continues to show me that He loves and He cares for me and my family and my son. I'm navigating some of the new things that are happening with our four-year-old Gideon. And I think that, you know, Declan's just a little bit older than Giddy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're probably feeling some of the same things.
Probably.
But just lots of finding out what's going on in here.
Yes.
He's figuring out what he likes and what he really does not like. Mm-hmm. And mommy's figuring out how to handle that appropriately.
Man.
Can we be real?
That's
right. I mean, listen. And we're learning here. Those of you who are veteran parents, pray for us.
Right.
Pray for us in the name of Jesus. We know we don't know.
Right. That's right. That's the truth. Oh, man.
Oh, praise God. Family, speaking of not knowing, where do we go to know? That is in the Word of God. And so our first scripture for today is in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 19 and 21. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel. Elijah is about to call down the fire, but not yet, not for today's. So he says, call them to meet me on Mount Carmel and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. He's like, I know that they're over there dining with her. I know that they're all hanging out. So Ahab sent word throughout all of Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. but the people said nothing.
Oh man, Season, so much behind that. For those who may be unfamiliar with this story or even the Bible in general, if you're just tuning in, there's a prophet named Elijah, and in the chapter in 1 Kings, he is called to do and has a reckoning time with his nation Israel, and he is calling them up on this mount, and there's some things that are going to take place. But I love this because it's a time of reckoning. It's a time of where this particular group of people who worship God, they're not able to escape who their allegiance is to. And I just love that part because it says, if God is God, let him be. And if Baal is God, so be it. But he said, how long are you going to waver between two opinions? And what we're trying to do here, Season, is we're just trying to highlight that in the times we're living in, we must make a decision on who it is that we're serving, not out of shame, mm-mm, not out of tradition, but who it is we're serving because we know that there are some circumstances out of our control. Your diagnosis may be out of your control. Your finances may be out of your control. Your children may be out of control.
Out of my business, Mario.
And out of your control. And so the question then is, who do we turn to?
Yes.
What do we do? And Elijah's calling, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? You've tried it your way. It doesn't work. This God that you may serve, it's not working. Let's come back. And we see this taking place on Mount Carmel season.
And why are we pursuing things that are powerless to save? Do you know? And I notice here too that, and I really feel like Jesus is getting into my business here because he's talking about the two gods. Okay. Now we know that Baal and Asherah are lesser. They are not gods at all.
No.
There's one true God.
Yes.
But he's not talking about political opponents.
No.
Because neither one of them are gods. Okay?
Right.
And I'm not trying to say anybody should or shouldn't. That is not my place and I am not going there. But what I'm trying to say is that none of them are God.
Yes.
None of them are God.
Ooh.
Okay? Because we have a sovereign king on the throne.
Yeah.
Choose this day.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But the whole idea, I really feel like God is saying, decide.
Mm-hmm.
Decide if I'm your king. And if I'm your king, boy, decide.
Yeah.
Let it inform everything you're doing. Let it inform what's going on in your family and in your home.
Yeah.
Walk with faith. Walk upright, knowing that I am the king, the one true king.
Man, that's so powerful. I know we've got to get into prayer season, but
and
I just got to say this in phone calls. You know that no matter what happens, no matter what happened in 2016 in the American presidential election, when we woke up and found we had a new president, our lives, our micro circumstances, not in micro in severity, but micro in relation to the entire nation's issues, were still there. We needed to address those circumstances, and it has been God to this point that's gotten us through those circumstances, and not a political figure, and not a potentate, and not, you know, some leader in within the country or the world. We can put our hope in God. And we can turn our hearts and make that pivot that you and I've been talking about away from the circumstance to the problem solver, to the one who has all power in his hands.
Amen.
Man.
And you know, I must say that a lot of that conversation did stem from talking to Pastor Pavel Goya, who has been a guest multiple times on the program, really teaching us about, instead of focusing on the circumstances, it's okay to ask. It's okay to ask for the Lord to relieve circumstances. There's nothing wrong with that. But in the meantime, to allow him to strengthen us regardless.
That's right. Oh, man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So family, we're going to go to our phone calls. We want to hear from you. 877 Let's Pray is the number to call. Maybe you are deciding today that you're going to take everything in your life and just lay it at the Father's feet, choosing who you serve, choosing your king, choosing your God today. And 877 Let's Pray is that phone number. Perry, we are coming to you in North Carolina. Our good friend Perry, welcome. How can we pray for you today?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. We're working it out with Jesus. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
Praise God.
I'm doing
God.
Well.
Awesome.
I have a prayer request for my cousin, Kenyatta.
Kenyatta?
Yes.
Okay.
He lives in California. He's in critical condition right now. He had heart surgery yesterday.
All right.
He is in need of a serious heart transplant.
Oh, my goodness.
He's, like I said, 47. He does have a daughter. She's the last year in college right now, and no one can see him. His dad can't even see him. And just wanting prayer that God will sustain him, needing also salvation for him.
Amen. Okay. All right. So we are dealing with a possible salvation.
Yeah. And have a praise report.
Praise the Lord.
Me and my brother went to the bank today and paid off my mom's house.
Yes. Are you serious? Does Dorothy know?
She does now. And well, actually, me and my brother and the rest of my family, but me and my brother got together and decided to do this for her. And we told her today, and she's still on cloud nine, still can't believe it.
Of course.
But God is God, and he supplied our need, and we did what we needed to do, and so we've taken care of that, and just wanted to share that with you guys.
Praise the Lord for your sacrifice, for your brother's sacrifice, your family, for what you have just done for your mother. My goodness. You know that honoring your mother and father so that it will go well for you in the land that the Lord has given you is the first commandment with a promise. And
yeah.
In this way, I believe that specifically you've honored her in this way and it can go well for you in the land that the Lord has given you. So I pray that that blessing and that promise carries through in your life because you have been obedient to God's word in this way. And so I just praise God for that and for his promises. I bet Dorothy is just doesn't know what to do with herself, Miss Dorothy.
Well,
so excited
you know,
for you
my
guys.
Dad, he's been passed away now 25 years this past August, and he was a pastor for 3 years.
Mm.
And he always taught us to love each other, be there for each other. Any conflicts, get it straight. Don't hold no grudge. And keep it moving.
Amen.
And so we as a family like to honor my mom, but we still honor our dad,
yes.
Even though he's not here.
Yes, yes.
And so that's just how it is.
Amen, so. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You guys are going to get to throw your arms around each other one day, and he's going to say, good job, son.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I do want to say, circle back to Kenyatta about the critical heart surgery, needs a transplant, 47 years old, has a daughter. You know, I couldn't help but think while you were telling me this, that this echoes so many stories right now, that there are loved ones in the hospital that they cannot see, and people who are critically in need of their community right now. And so we're very sorry to hear this. Now, you said that Kenyatta was your cousin, am I right?
That's correct.
Okay, I hadn't written that down, and I wanted to make sure I didn't get it wrong. So, Perry, thank you so much for trusting us with your family and your life and the things that are going on. It's our honor to pray for you, and we'll do so in just a moment. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
You
have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to go to our good friend Wilbur. Wilbert, so good to hear from you. How can we pray a praise with you, brother?
Well, I just want to pray that the Lord would just continue to help us all to seek him first and pray. I want to pray for a guy by the name of Ronnie Israel. And just everyone that has health problems. And just want to pray that the Lord would just kind of be with everyone and draw him back to his image.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for continuing to bring individuals to us to pray for. We're going to certainly lift Ronnie up tonight. And so good to hear from you always, Wilbert. And we'll talk to you soon by God's grace.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Our next caller is Cavell from New York. Welcome to Let's Pray. Is it welcome back? Cavell, are you there? All right. It seems like we may have lost you momentarily. If we don't hear back from you, we are going to be lifting you up by name to our Jesus. But if we get a chance to talk to you, we would love that too. So hang in there. We'll see if we can circle back to you, Cavell.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the state of Texas once again. Angelica is calling. So, Angelica, so good to hear from you. How can we pray a praise with you?
Hello. I just need you guys to agree with me and to pray for my mother. She right now is in the hospital with COVID pneumonia, and we really just need a healing miracle.
Wow. Angelica, I don't recall. Have you called before? I'm not
sure.
This
is my first time.
I was going to say I had never heard you on the line before. So, number one, thank you so much for giving us a call and braving the phone lines. And number two, we are so sorry to hear about your mother. COVID pneumonia, I mean, what a combination. Similar in the family, but yet and still so, such a potent combination. How is she? I mean, I know she's not doing well, but how are her vitals? I mean, does she look like she's going to come through this? You know, what is?
I'm believing God she's going to come through.
Yes.
Her vitals are fine right now. She's on the max amount of oxygen that they can have her on.
Okay.
And it's not medically, it's not looking good, but I believe God she's going to come through.
Listen, Angelica, we will certainly lift your mother up. In fact, if it's okay, can we just pray for her right now?
Right now, yes, that's fine.
Okay, let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll continue in prayer season as we go. But thank you so much, Angelica. Let's pray. Dear God, we are right in the midst of really what we perceive, what man perceives, what the doctors may perceive as a crisis of health for Angelica's mother. I didn't even get her name, Lord, but you know her by name. You formed her in her mother's womb. You foresaw this situation, and the prognosis is not one that is favorable in the physical realm. But we, Angelica called and just asked, could we touch and agree with her for her mother's healing? We most certainly can in the name of Jesus. For what we bind on earth, you said, would be bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth would be loosed in heaven. We're praying this prayer in faith. No, Lord, we don't see and we don't know, but we will not let this moment go without requesting. You said, make your requests known to God. You said in James, you have not because you asked not. Mm. And so we will not have the accusation of not asking in this moment. In the name of Jesus, we ask for healing for Angelica's mother. May the family have peace and rest, and may the faith of what seems to be more than a mustard seed in Angelica's life be what moves the mountain of this illness from her mother in the name of Jesus. We've seen you heal COVID. We've seen you restore individuals impacted by this disease. Lord, we know that you can do it, and so we claim it in the name of Jesus. In fact, we're waiting to hear back in already the praise report of how you moved, but we certainly submit to your will in the name of Jesus. Angelica says she's not claiming it. She's claiming victory. She's claiming healing. And so we stand with her in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you would see that faith. Lord, we want to ask that you be with Wilbert as he continues to minister to those around him, and we lift up Ronnie in the name of Jesus. He needs you in this moment. In whatever way, shape, or form that is, please, Lord, attend to his needs, we pray. And then one we did not mention, our dear friend and team member here at Hope Channel, his name is Al, and Al's mother, Shirley, has a medical condition in which there is bleeding from her eyes, and they feel she's going to lose her sight. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would intervene and that you would move as your spirit hovers over every one of these requests. Hear that one as well, God, and intervene in the name of Jesus. And may Al and the family be there to support their mother in whatever way deemed necessary. But we're going to ask God, and we're going to ask unwavering in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, Father. As we continue in prayer, another unmentioned request was on behalf of our good friend Cherry, Lord. Her Aunt Betty, Father, is in the ICU in Holland. Her request is for her body to heal, especially her kidneys and blood pressure. Heavenly Father, she's also just had a surgery for her digestive system, her gastrointestinal tract, Father. And Lord, we just ask that you would be with her in the hospital, Lord, that you would surround her with excellent care. We believe she's already receiving it. Heavenly Father, thank you for the doctors and the nurses. Please be with them as well in their lives. But Heavenly Father, we ask for healing in Betty's body, Lord, that you would normalize blood pressure and help to regulate, help her kidneys to regulate and to function properly, Heavenly Father. And Lord, for the healing in her surgical area, Father, to heal, and that there would be no infection, that there would be no other issues to add on top of this along the way. I understand that she's struggling in health in a few different ways, Father. So we just ask for you to have your hand over her in the mighty name of Jesus. Also for Perry, Perry's cousin Kenyatta, Father, is critical. You know this, Lord. Jesus, I thank you that you're a God who's in the midst of critical situations, that these big scenarios that we are involved in that seem large to us, Jesus, you don't shrink away from them. You step right into them. And thank you that you're a God who doesn't turn away, who isn't bothered by the hard things in our lives, Jesus, because, Lord, you are the one who sees and knows and makes a way. So, Lord, we're asking that you would make a way to bring Kenyatta out of critical, Jesus, that you would make a way for him to have a heart transplant, Heavenly Father, Lord. Wherever they are on the list, we ask, Jesus, that you would give them favor. There are so many in need right now, so many who are not able to be with their family members, so many who need transplants, Jesus. We don't know how you will sort all of this out, but Father, we know that you are just, that you are good, and that you have a plan. And Jesus, we lean into that with you, Lord. We decide today who, Father, who we believe in, and it's you, yeah. Jesus. And so please let that inform our, not only our decisions, but our emotions right now. And Heavenly Father, we're asking for this on behalf of Cavell in New York. We did not get to speak with them, but Lord, we ask that you would be with her. Jesus, whatever her need was, whatever, Father, is pressing in on her, Jesus, we ask for relief, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever that looks like, Lord, whatever you see fit, because we know that you are good. And also, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to continue to lift up baby Imogen, Jesus, in the midst of cancer and battle, Lord. She's had a successful surgery this week, but Heavenly Father, we ask that you would continue to beat back the cancer in this tiny baby girl's body in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have been so faithful, Lord, which is not a surprise, but we're still grateful for it. Lord, thank you for caring for her, for Brad, and for Christy. Heavenly Father, we've seen you do amazing things in other children. We continue to see you do amazing things for Imogen. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bring her into fullness and wholeness in health. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think that we have Cavell, is that correct? Back on the line. Cavell, so good to hear from you. Glad you were able to reconnect. How can we pray or praise with you tonight? All right. Seems like we're still having some issues there. Cavell, we will continue to kind of make space for you if you can call back in. Sorry about whatever's going on. Hopefully it gets rectified. Well, family, I think that we have a scripture that we want to share.
I do have one caller.
You do have
just
a caller.
Just came in. They just let us know, so thank
Got you
so much.
No problem.
We're going to go to Janine in North Carolina. Praise God for the word of God. Mario's happy to jump into scriptures. We're going to go to Janine real quick. Miss Janine, how can we pray for you today?
I have a praise.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
My Aunt Fern came home.
Oh, how long has she been home?
Since Monday.
Praise the Lord. I hope she's settling in well and feeling like she's able to rest and be comfortable. Is that the case?
Yes, that's what her son told my uncle.
Oh, praise the Lord for family and updates and just praise God. Thank you for being faithful and calling back and letting us know. Family, we prayed for Aunt Fern recently, and so it's really good to know that she's finally made it back home and that she's doing well. We love praise reports, Janine. Thank you.
And I got rid of my migraine.
Yay!
Yeah.
So the last time we spoke, you started to have one. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So no migraine.
I had it until Sabbath.
Oh, goodness.
Yep.
That's Wednesday to Sabbath. Goodness.
Yep. And also pray for my Uncle Arlie. He's having a rough time.
Your Uncle Arlie?
With pain.
With pain.
Yes.
Okay, you've got it. I've got Uncle Arlie here with pain. Any particular area, or is it just general over his whole body?
From the surgery he had.
Okay, so he's dealing with surgery.
And he's trying not to take so much pain meds.
Okay, all right.
And also for my leg to stop shaking.
All right, you've got it. Sister Janine, thank you so much for calling in with your praise report. And we are, as always, honored to pray for you. Thank you for coming to Jesus, but allowing us to be a part of the prayer process with you. Amen?
Amen.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Miss Janine.
All right.
Okay. Have a good week.
You too. Thank you.
It's so good to hear those things from Miss Janine.
Amen.
So we have Margaret calling from Arkansas. Margaret, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, this is. I'm from Arkansas. I'm in the family of prayer now. I'm struggling, but doing better. You know, I had open heart surgery about 7 months ago.
Okay.
And got infection.
Okay. You said, I'm sorry, open heart surgery 7 months ago.
Yeah, I just don't like to call y'all every week, but
You're fine.
Just want y'all to keep me
yes,
on
ma'am.
Your prayer list. It didn't heal so good. I'm going to Little Rock, Arkansas tomorrow. So they can put something on there. Maybe it didn't grow together.
Okay.
So I'm just asking for prayer. Just
yes,
keep
ma'am.
Me on the prayer list with me and my children.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe in prayer
Amen.
Works.
Yes, it does.
But it's always good when one or two connect together, you know?
That's right.
So that's why I love you all, and I thank you all for praying for me.
Thank you so much. We love you too, Miss Margaret, and you're right, community matters. Mm. We're so glad that you have found community with us and that we've been a safe place for you. Praise God for that, and we're certainly going to lift you up as you go tomorrow, to have them take a look at it.
I have a good news, and they can do something, and this can get well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, Miss Margaret. We'll talk to you soon by God's grace. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Amen. Bye-bye.
All right. Family, we're going to do this one more time. Cavell in New York, welcome to Let's Pray in the Name of Jesus. How can we pray for you today? I think I hear you. Are you there? Cavell, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Do you have the TV on as well?
Huh?
How can we pray for you today, Cavell? I'm sorry about the trouble connecting with you.
Yeah. Continue praying for me and my husband, Morris, and also for his son, Ashan.
Okay. Did you say your husband's name? Continue to pray for your husband.
Yes.
Okay.
And
what's his name?
My son, Ashan.
And your son, Ashan. Okay. Would you mind telling me your husband's first name again?
Morris.
Morris?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience. We really appreciate you working this out with us. And so we're going to be lifting...
My prayer request? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my prayer request is for me and my husband. Yes.
Ms. Cavell, do me a favor. Just listen to me on the telephone. Don't listen to the television.
Okay.
Yes. Just stay with us on the phone because the TV's on a delay a little bit and it'll mess up our flow. So we're going to be covering your son, Ashan, your husband, Morris. Is there anything else that we can do for you today in regards to prayer?
For marriage.
Your whole marriage.
And our marriage.
Yes, ma'am.
For our marriage.
Okay, absolutely. We'd be honored to. Thank you so much for calling and for being diligent so that we could finally hear your voice.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, we're going to continue, and we're going to take one more call, and then we'll pray. We're speaking now with Harry from Virginia. Harry, so good to hear from you. How can we pray a praise with you?
Ms. Cavell, do me a favor. Just listen to me on the telephone. Don't
Brother Harry?
Okay.
I think we're having some issues, technical issues. But Harry, if you can hear us, just know that we will lift you up. Not getting any feedback from you on this end, but we're going to lift you up in prayer. God knows. All right.
All right. Sometimes when our family is watching the program, praise Jesus for that, yeah. But we get involved in the TV and then we forget the phone line,
right.
And there's just a touch of a delay, family. So when you're hearing us echo back to them in the phone lines, that's what's going on, but it's understandable. The
that's
only
right.
reason I know that is because we were taught that.
Right, right, that's
so
right.
So understandable, we get it. It's all this technology stuff.
Yeah.
All right, family. Well, praise God. Mario, would you like to start?
Sure,
praying?
Let's pray.
All right.
Dear God, I just want to first start with Harry. He was not able to get on, but I know that he may have a prayer request that is close to his heart. Not sure what it's related to, God, but we just want to lift him up and call his name in your presence, Lord. You know how to minister to him. You know what he needs. You know what his family needs. And Lord, we just ask that you would keep him, that you would show him the way, that you would give him assurance tonight, whether it's peace that truly passes his understanding, or whether you reveal to him what it is that he or others need to do, regardless of what the circumstance is, God, we just ask that he would hear from heaven tonight in the name of Jesus in some way that he needs to strengthen his faith and to help him along his journey. Lord, we just want to also lift up Miss Margaret, and she's just asking to just be kept in continual prayer. Still recovering from this open heart surgery 7 months ago. It's a very short time in consideration of what type of procedure she's had done. There's healing that is yet to take place, and even some concern from the doctors. As she goes in tomorrow, she's asking that they would either find out what's going on and be able to help her in very practical, real ways. But Lord, that you would just heal her and that they would be astounded at what's taking place. And may she be able to recount how her God is still in control and is still listening. Either way, God, we just ask that you would have your way in this circumstance with Miss Margaret. Thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just want to take a moment to say thank you for the opportunity to pray for folks, because we really believe that we should not have to pray alone if we don't want to, Lord. If we want to reach out for community, Jesus, there should be a place to go. And Father, you've provided that through this program. Lord, it's not a self-promotion, it's a Jesus promotion, because none of this is possible without you. So Jesus, thank you for this community. Father, for friends like Perry and Janine that we hear from, and Wilbert, and Lord, we just are praising you right now. On behalf of Janine's request for her Uncle Arlie, Jesus, we ask that you would continue to heal the place where he's had surgery, Lord. We're sorry to hear that he's in pain, Lord. We pray that you would help him to know when and when not to, according to you and according to his doctors, for his pain medicine, Heavenly Father. If there's any extra reasons that he's in pain, Jesus, we ask that you would heal that as well, Lord, that you would give him wisdom and discernment, Father, and then good medical counsel as well that he'll listen to. Janine's leg is shaking. It's bothering her, Father. But, Lord, we also have praises that Fern is home. Thank you, Jesus, that she's home, that she's doing well, that she's settled in and resting, Heavenly Father. What a blessing that must be, and a sigh of relief on behalf of her family. And Lord, we praise you that Janine's migraine left on the Sabbath. Heavenly Father, Lord, what a wonderful way for us to be extra aware of you and your presence on that holy day, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. That's a blessing. And for Cavell, Jesus, for her husband Morris and her son Ashawn, and for her entire marriage, she's asking for prayer and for coverage, Jesus. Lord, there are many that are echoing the sentiment of Cavell for her children, for her husband, and for her marriage, Jesus. We ask, Lord, that not only would you protect them, that you would give them wisdom, give them love for each other that comes from you, Jesus, and that you would continue to bind them together and help them to grow in you, Jesus, that you would also do that for our community at large, from all the marriages that are represented here, Heavenly Father, Lord, for all of the marriages to come, for those that are hopeful, Heavenly Father, for whatever the scenario is inside of families, Jesus, we ask for your influence, for your love, for your grace, and Lord, that we would be able to trust you in other people, even when we're having a hard time trusting them. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are everything, and you are the answer to all of our questions. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, family. So Acts chapter 17, verse 23, for as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. So you're ignorant of the very thing you worship, and this is what I am going to proclaim to you.
All right. So immediately, just want to address the red flag word ignorant in there, right? We have used it. Right. We've used it as a negative connotation. But Paul was speaking to a group of Greeks who were philosophers, and they had so many ideas and so many different gods. And he has this opportunity to tell them that as he surveyed the different gods, as he walked around, he saw an inscription to the unknown God. And if you recall, what we're speaking about this week is we're addressing Elijah's call to worship, so to speak. If Baal is God, then let him be God. If God is God, let him be God. But what we see here is an opportunity for Paul to speak to individuals who don't know who God is. And maybe they're questioning. Maybe they grew up in some type of influence and they're questioning who God is, but they're ignorant of the fact. He's saying, listen, let me tell you a little bit about this God. You have your God, you have your other agendas, but there is one God who has power and has the ability to move in our circumstances. And Paul goes on to speak to these individuals. They ended up not receiving his counsel, but we have the opportunity tonight to readjust our focus, season, and to say, listen, maybe we've tried other things. Maybe we've had our own agenda, but we know that we have an opportunity by God's grace to come back to a God who is truly sovereign over our circumstances and micro and at the world at large.
Amen. I remember early on in my walk after I'd gotten sober, I was with a friend of mine and I had said, I mean, God's sovereign, right? And, you know, question mark. He said, no, season. God is sovereign, period, not question mark. And I was like, oh, got it. I'm never going to forget that, ever. God is sovereign, period. Yeah. Does he cause all things? No. But does he know all things? Yes.
Yeah.
So there are hardships for sure. There are some things that are you know, yes, and some things that are absolutely no.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he sees all. So he makes a way. Yeah. He hears us. He sees us. He understands the struggle, the suffering, the hardship.
Yeah.
He really, truly is in the midst and caring for his people. And it really does come down to choosing.
That's right.
It is so hard to simplify so many feelings to one thing.
That's right.
Okay, and we're not saying that that's easy, and we're not saying that things don't matter. We're just simply saying that after all is said and done, all of the things have come up and all the things have come out, what will be our choice?
Yeah, man. Oh, man, I just got to say this, season.
Please.
Real quick, somebody right now, you've made your relationship a God. You've made a substance a God. You've been looking for reprieve in various sources. And you know in your heart that God is God and that he's still in control. But you may even have your issues with God. He can handle it. This is not a moment of shame, but this is a moment of reckoning that, listen, the circumstance, the issue, the substance, the person, you've made something else God. And God is saying to you tonight, listen, let me be God in your life again. I've got this under control, and I have an expected end for you. I have plans for you to prosper you and not to harm you. And so maybe that's you. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Maybe you just need us to pray for you because you have found yourself in this situation. Amen. Or maybe you just want us to partner with you in prayer over a circumstance that you have. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Let's give God another chance.
Amen. 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 You know, I am reminded of Hosea chapter 2 all the time, by the way, but how Gomer was attributing so many things to her lovers, to her grain, to her holy days, her Sabbaths, her Baals, her all these different things, and the Lord himself stripped her bare. So if you're feeling the heavy hand of the Lord right now, family, I'm not saying that God hates you. I'm saying that you might be seeing some things, as Mario pointed out, some stuff that we have turned to instead of him to that cannot satisfy.
That's right.
Okay, and he's exposed that. We see it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you're feeling a little exposed and vulnerable in the palm of God, that's intentional for this reason. After he exposed her, after he stripped her bare, he restored her in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Family, he said, you will no longer call me my Lord, but you will call me my husband. It speaks of a deep intimacy that he is in this moment while things are being revealed, mm-hmm. that we might be going after something that is not God. When he shows that to you, it's not out of shame, it's out of revealing for restoration and for strengthening. Let your roots go down
That's
deep
right.
in the name of Jesus. Let him strengthen you for the times to come.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us be aware of these things because God has a plan and a process in our lives, and it is not to shame us, but sometimes we do need to be made aware, and it is his mercy and grace that does so in the name of Jesus. So family, on that note, I just would like to pivot momentarily to our social media community. You guys, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you can find us at Let's Pray Live. If you would like some encouragement during the week, we're there too as well. So I'm saying hi to Lyra. Hi, Lyra. It's good to hear from you again. Our good friend Cheryl in Canada. Emmy, how are you doing? Charlene, how's it going? Our good friend Brenda is watching from the Woodlands in Texas. Also, Chipo from Zambia. Hello, sister in Christ. Barbara is saying hello, good evening, God's people. Carol, also from Texas. Texas is in the house today,
right.
You guys. Praise God. Fatima is writing in from Brazil, and then Mario from the Philippines, and then we've also have a friend from Jakarta. Praise Jesus. It says, please pray for my family. May God bless us in good health and physical, spiritual, and social. Amen. You know, I just want to say thank you to all of our crew that's in the control room that makes so much of this possible. So we're praying for you guys as well. Cecilia is saying, I'm watching from Barbados. Pastor Eldon Ramirez says, greetings, Let's Pray family. And I did not know this. I'm sorry that I had not known this already, Pastor. I'd appreciate prayers for my wife and I as we continue to fight the COVID-19 battle.
Wow.
We were not aware that you guys had been, that you guys had contracted that. So indeed, along with the rest of our global community that is struggling through this pandemic time, we're gonna be lifting you guys up specifically. Claudia says, I have an unspoken prayer request. Jesus says, that's okay, because I know it before you speak it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then Charlene says, prayer request for the world. Because our God is so big. My family and very dear friend of mine who has cancer for the third time. Lord, please beat back the cancer in the name of Jesus. Please pray that God's will be done, is what Charlene says. Our friend Lyra says, praying that God will bless everyone with that which they're so in need of. Thank you, Lyra, for being a member of the community that's turning your heart towards those around you as well. We're here for your needs, family. But let's remember to pray for each other, too. Amen? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get a little buried.
That's right.
We really do, and it's all right. So, Mario, we have Janice, who is calling in from Antigua, since I've been chatting for a second. Would you mind taking Janice, please?
Sure. Janice, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you tonight?
I just want continued prayers, and yes, God is sovereign. He's awesome. And remember I called about a brother who had cardio surgery?
Yes. How's he doing?
Well, Friday this week is like a month since he's had that surgery, and I just want to continue thanking God for the wonderful work with those doctors, caregivers, and everybody who has taken, is taking care of him.
Okay.
In his adolescent stage, I pray, oh God, that he will cover him with the blood. I just ask for your prayers for him,
yes,
his wife, his family, and even the entire family.
All
right. Who has been rallying around for this surgery.
You know,
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Miss Janice, it was so refreshing to hear the joy in your heart. I know that there are prayer requests, but the way that you're even stating your prayer request is just joyful. And so so glad that you called us tonight. We're going to lift your brother up, and we celebrate with you as well. Your brother is recovering from a major surgery. And so by God's grace, he will continue, and you will continue to have those praise reports to update us with. We look forward to hearing from you. Take care.
Certainly will update you. Thank you so much.
Amen. All right. Bye-bye.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
All right. Debbie in California, we're coming to you. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Yes. And God bless you all also.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm calling because I'm a follower of Christ and I love the Lord. And I'm calling because I'm for some health problems that I have. And I'm also praying for, asking for prayer for restoration and for my family, my grandchildren, and my daughter and us, and that God will just give us a greater love for each other, because I'm trying so hard to, remember their birthdays and everything, and I'm reaching out to them, and they won't respond to me. And I'm just asking for prayer for that.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that they're not responding. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Debbie. You're going through all that to reach out and to let them know that they're loved. Sometimes we sometimes it's just hard. Can we just be real? And I'm sorry that you're having, that you're going through this as you're reaching out to the ones that you love. So I will, we will in the name of Jesus pray for your health and for restoration in your family, and that you all would have a greater love for each other, as you said. And I just pray that the Lord would heal whatever is going on in that place. Amen?
Okay.
Amen.
Yes.
Debbie, thank you for calling in. We're glad to journey with you. So give us a call back. We'd be happy to continue to pray over this and hopefully to hear good news on the other side of it, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Y'all be blessed.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to the state known as the heart of it all, Ohio. That's my home state. Anthony's calling. Anthony, how can we pray or praise with you?
Oh, good evening, everyone. My name is Anthony, and I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
All right.
Yes, I would like to inform all of you that I am in need of prayer.
Okay.
Because I suffer from a mental illness.
Mm.
I suffer from schizoaffective disorder.
All right.
And I also suffer from grand mal seizures, as well as a herniated disc in my lower back.
Okay. Well, Anthony, thank you so much for being transparent about what you're going through. And we will certainly keep you lifted in prayer. I can only imagine the pain from the herniated disc, and then also the issues that you really struggle through with your mental illness. Thank you so much for just being transparent tonight, and we're going to lift you up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it takes the courage to talk about the things that a lot of people don't talk about. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about this. Boy, was Jesus preparing us.
Yes, he was. Listen
how much Jesus loves you guys. He gets us talking about stuff that serves the community before we even jump on air. That's not about us.
Right.
That's about his goodness your behalf. He loves you so much.
That's right.
Thank you for sharing. There's a lot of folks out there who have dealt and are dealing with mental illness that sometimes there's no representation for them.
Right. That's right.
And so I'm really grateful that you spoke about that, dear brother in Christ.
That's right.
Praise God. Well, family, I keep hearing about Nigeria. I'm seeing from our friend Junior Emmanuel to pray for Nigeria. And so for some reason, the Lord has placed Nigeria on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if you guys would also join us in prayer on behalf of the country of Nigeria. I know that there's a lot of places in need right now. And so this does not diminish the need anywhere else. But I feel specific about Nigeria at this point.
Right, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so we'll add them into our prayer time. I'd like to start if it's okay.
Sure.
All right, excellent. Let's pray, family. Oh, Lord, I just want to take a moment. I just need you to help me pray, Father, because praying for an entire country, praying for an entire world, to my small view, seems like a lot. But praise God, you have altitude. Father, that you are not bound by time. You are the beginning, the end, the Alpha, the Omega. You are all things at all times for all people in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need but to turn to you. And so, Jesus, on behalf of the country of Nigeria, Lord, we turn to you. Father, I know that you see what is going on. I know that you see the need. And so, Father, we're asking for your Holy Spirit, for your angelic host, Heavenly Father, to move on behalf of this country that you have placed on so many people's hearts right now. I see it continuously coming up in prayer online, Heavenly Father. And so, Jesus, I don't know every person's need there, but you do. You know what the country needs in its leadership. You know what the mothers and the fathers and the children need, Father. You know about the technology, the education, the transportation, Father. Every bit of that beautiful land, Jesus, needs you. And so, Father, we just pray that they would have it. And we love you, Lord, and we know that you're moving on behalf of that country. Jesus, and for our sister in California, Debbie, she says, I love the Lord. And Father, could you please be with my health, she says. And Lord, restore her family, that they would have a greater love for each other. And Father, if there is something in there that is causing a lack of response to her reaching out in love to her children and grandchildren, Father, I pray that you would heal that. Heavenly Father, that you would begin to make movements in the family and in their hearts, Jesus, to reach out for each other, Lord. I pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. And I also want to be faithful to circle back to Kenyatta Perry's cousin. I did not ask for his salvation, Lord, and I want to make sure that I do that. So, Father, on behalf of Debbie's family, please bind them together in your love. And on behalf of Kenyatta, Jesus, we're asking for his salvation in the name of Jesus, Lord, that yes, you would preserve his life during the need for a heart transplant, but Father, that you would preserve him for eternity first and foremost. And we thank you for these things. And Lord, if there's our friends on social media, Father, Barbados, Texas, Zambia, Canada, all over the place, Father. There's an unspoken request from Claudia. Lord, Charlene is praying for the world and for her friend that has cancer for the third time. I imagine it would be discouraging, but I don't want to proclaim that they are. Lord, I pray that their spirits are up, that you are strengthening them and encouraging them and healing their body in the meantime. For our friend Lyra, looking out for the community, Jesus, for Regini, Katricia, for Junior's request for Emmanuel, Pastor Brad, we've prayed for Imogen, Jesus, and Lord, we lift her to you once more. For Fanny, for Seven Neil, Father, for Mario, for BB Chris, for Smart, Father, all of the requests that are pouring in online, there are so many, Father. And Lord, that does not intimidate you. And that just makes me so tickled, Father, that none of this is too much for you. Thank you, Father, that you see, that you know, that you're weaving and engineering. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Lord, we continue this prayer briefly. Just we want to lift up the Ramirez family,
mm-hmm.
who is, I believe he and his wife dealing with COVID, battling COVID now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I can only imagine some of the concern that they feel, but we're asking God that they would be in that number that would recover. Truly, we don't want anyone to not recover from COVID, but Lord, we just ask on their behalf, and we agree with them in the mm-hmm. name of Jesus for their healing. Lord, we just want to also thank you for Janice as she is called in, and she's just praising you for her brother who is recovering from surgery, cardiac surgery. Mm-hmm. We ask for continued healing. And we ask that you would continue to have your hand over her family in the name of Jesus. And then we thank you for Anthony, who has called in for the first time. And he, I got word, is currently in the hospital, battling illness and striving through. We ask, Lord, that you would make him victorious in his struggle over mental illness, as well as with his slipped disc and other, a herniated disc and other issues that he's battling with. May he feel community tonight. May he know that it's not just Season and I who are praying for him, but there are individuals in parts of the world that he knows not of praying for him. Bless him and strengthen him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for this community.
Yeah.
Father, you are faithful. Friends, listen, we are excited to each time we have the opportunity to tell you about the promises of God that are found in his word. And we'd like to leave you with encouragement as well. In Isaiah chapter 41:13, it says, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you."
Yeah, Season, I love it, because throughout the our series of texts today, the question is, who is God? Who is he to me? He says here in Isaiah, "I am the Lord." He identifies himself. It's not Baal. It's not your Asherah. Favorite political figure. It's not Dr. Phil or Oprah. It's, you know, it's I said words, but you know, it's whoever. It's God. It's our God, Jehovah. He makes himself known, and he says, "I will help you."
Amen.
And so that's what we lean on tonight as we are in the midst of our various issues.
Amen. Press into Jesus, family. That's it. Decide and lean into that decision and hang everything on him. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
Would you close in prayer, friend?
Sure. Let's pray. God, we declare you God in our circumstance. We declare it from a place that some of us are questioning, but we declare it nonetheless. And we ask that you would truly show yourself in our lives, and we submit to you. Thank you for this community, and thank you for the avenue of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Mario, I'm excited. Yeah. Family, we're preparing some special holiday programs for you, so stay tuned for those. Next week, we're going to be continuing to talk about the prophet Elijah, and we are so glad that you've joined us for this powerful time of prayer. Join us next week as we take more time with Elijah.
That's right.
So we're going through the prayers of the righteous. Tune in.
That's right. You can find us next week or during the week, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And of course, we're live every week at 8. Don't forget, prayer partners are standing by until midnight Eastern time for your prayer needs.
That's right, family. We'll see you next week here at Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.
Take care.